Once again, thanks for tuning in to your local radio station for The Good Stuff with Mike and Kim. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and the Cherry County area. Fall is a great time for a river trip or to view Nebraska's tallest waterfall at Smith Falls State Park. Or check out the starry night skies. You can find out more at visitvalentine.org.
You know that sound of opportunity we always like to hear? That's the sound of coming from Tri-State Livestock News. They're the rancher's Bible, and they convert every facet of agriculture every week, so you really need to stay up to beat. They're the bridge between the buyers and the sellers, the ins and outs of ranching. Want to rope in this opportunity? Well, you really need to connect yourself to Tri-State Livestock News to get the lay of the land. It's Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. Some great sprinkles of information, just a great variety. This is something Sue Argenbright dropped off at the office for us. This is J.R. Trumbull, and actually it was written yet this year, so it's brand new, fresh off the press. I was walking into Walmart a good few years ago when I seen an old cowboy that I used to know. He was sitting in the car waiting for his wife, stroke-ridden and crippled, dealing with life's strife. I went over and I said, howdy. Took the time to talk. We shook hands first. He held mine like a hawk. When it was time for me to go, he said how much it meant to have me take the time. It didn't cost me a cent. He and his wife always had time for me, no matter where we were. They would come and visit and didn't cause a stir. Why wouldn't I stop for just a bit? It's just being neighborly. He said so many passed him by, didn't have time for the crippled elderly. How sad, I thought as I walked away. It made me feel good to take the time. Why couldn't others do the same? I guess to them, ignoring is just fine. So take a bit of time for others, even if you just say hi, because to them it means a lot, and you'll see it in their eyes. That's J.R. Trumbull. Again, Sue Argenbright dropped that off for us.
I wanted to finish up some points to ponder today on The Good Stuff. The Ten Commandments are not multiple choice.
Very good. Sound advice.
God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason, to listen twice as much as we talk. Here's another one for you. Worry is misuse of the imagination.
Now, that's very good.
A mistake at least proves somebody stopped long enough to do something. Travel with an open mind so it can be filled with a knowledge of other cultures. Good advice. Never hold on to anything that you will have to end up having to free later. And most people like to travel to new places, but sometimes it's good to revisit the old ones. And
there's a lot to that. That's a good point. I like it.
Every day above ground is a good day. Some things, points to ponder here from The Good Stuff.
Very good. Remember a while ago I did some of those things, do not say to an officer?
You got more of those?
I have a few more of those. Do you have any idea how much of a hurry I'm in?
Not a good one to start with.
Not a good opener, I don't think. You're lucky this car needs a tune-up or you'd have never caught me. That's quite the challenge. In California, we drive like that all the time. What's the problem, officer?
Yeah, you're not in California anymore.
That's right. Aren't there real crooks somewhere you should be catching?
You are one.
Yes, exactly. Well, those two other guys didn't stop for that school bus either.
So three wrongs don't make a right, apparently.
Apparently. We've got a few more of these. Yes, I saw your lights on, but I thought you were going to get a donut. That might really upset them. Just had to try out that new siren, didn't you? Yeah, these are things you don't want to say to a police officer. Here's one. Do you have any idea who you're talking to? Oh, I like to see when they try that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes in the movies they pull that.
They're going to find out.
Yeah, and they're not going to be impressed.
Well, Kim, I have another one of those idiot sightings that I've been talking about here on the Good Stuff program. The stoplight on the corner buzzes when it's safe to cross the street. I was crossing with an intellectually challenged coworker of mine. She asked if I knew what the buzzer was for. I explained that it signals blind people when the light is red. Appalled, she responded, "What on earth are blind people doing driving?" She was a probation officer in Wichita, Kansas. So, might watch out for that. And anyway, just a few things in there. Make you laugh a little bit today here.
We better wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening to The Good Stuff.